Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It's time for the Republican American Report. Hello there, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall, on this last one in 2020.
That's it. This is it. We're coming to the end of the year.
And can't come too soon for most of us.
That's exactly
year,
right.
Huh?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep. But and we look ahead with hope, and let's wish all our listeners a happy, healthy new year. A slow week, as you can imagine. A few things went on this week. We did have a fire, a small one, albeit, at the home of Meryl Streep this weekend.
I took the Republican American article on that. I put the link up on my page, right? And and I did a story out of it here, of course, on the radio. Do you realize I got somebody complained that, why did you put that story up? It's a non-story. Is it just because? And I replied, I put the link up because first of all, it links you to the story. Second of all, it's a story about a home that's owned by Meryl Streep and her husband, who everybody knows. And third of all, it's unfortunately, whether you want to, it's news. And then somebody said, well, it was only people don't understand. If we don't put up stuff like that, people say, how come you didn't have
this? Right.
Exactly.
I mean, we put up stories of fires of many people.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean,
and if we ignored that,
And after I put that link up, I had at least five or six other people thank me because they were riding around that day, and either they heard the fire horn go off or they saw the trucks going out.
Right.
So people, this whole thing.
Days it can't win.
Well, this whole fake news thing has created this class of people that thinks they can just lance anything.
Dictate the news. Yeah. Well, it was, and it's again, it's showing that our emergency responders are out there, whatever. It's a dark night around Christmas time, and they respond just as they would at any other time, of course. And Robert Smith, the chief, said, it was a hard one to find because it was in a crawl space. So I think the fact that they're out and working hard should be notified of
that. That's exactly right.
Anyway, well, we'll keep on reporting what's out there.
Good.
I just learned about the station in Canaan being up for sale. Had a long talk with Doug Humes, and I'll be doing a story on that. It's another change. The Railroad Association has owned it since right after the fire, and changes obviously have been made, and now maybe some new folks will be taking over and buying it. We shall see. The only thing on the agenda that I have for this week, Marshall, is today Kellogg School Board is having a special meeting at 4:30.
We've got that. I think also in Cornwall there's a Zoom meeting for the Board of Appeals. And then I think Falls Village has a special selectman's meeting tomorrow at 8 a.m. And that's just about tax relief and COVID relief funds.
Okay.
But other than that, it's a pretty quiet week.
This is probably the quietest week of the year.
Unless some other disaster happens, like a big windstorm or something like that.
Well, we did have that on Christmas Day. People in Sharon were the ones who really
hit. We've been getting nailed here for a while.
Lots of Christmas dinners postponed or delayed, but again, the fire emergency people were out cleaning up trees and debris, and it was such a fitting Christmas after this whole year. Maybe this will be the end of it.
My ride into work on Christmas morning is I came down my road and a tree was across the road, but there was a field, so I could go into the field and get around that tree because I have the 4x4. But then as I got down about another quarter of a mile, this time a big tree was across, and so I had to back up and go in the field and go around. And then on the way into Sharon, it was amazing everything that was down. And the closer you got to Sharon, the worse it was. So it was
Sharon really took the brunt. One time there were over 2,000 homes without power.
Over 85% of the town was without power.
Yeah, it was. But we're all back, and hopefully that's it for now. And hopefully, as we keep saying, the new year will be brighter. Scoville Library did its Mrs. Claus reading of The Night Before Christmas on Zoom, and sweet little Nina Mathis, who was perfect for that, read the story, and loads of kids were on with her. And here in Kent, we have a lovely gingerbread display. If people are looking for something to do, they ought to come down, and it's right at the Kent Town Center store. And the bakers in town and the sponsors, the business sponsors, did a fabulous job. And that's another thing that can be done safely and socially distanced, looking at those. So if you're looking for something to do, come on down.
And, you know, sooner or later, I got to find out who won. Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Squad on the fire department had two contests this past week. Mm. One was for the best lit house, mm-hmm. and the other one was for the best gingerbread house.
Oh.
And they had people enter. And I know that both things have been selected. I got to find out who won both those things.
Yeah. They had the one in Canaan as well. And Charlie Parati, I think, got the best overall, as he always does. He's, I joke, you know, first selectman shouldn't be allowed, but apparently he does a fabulous job with decorations. And I have yet to get up there when it's dark, and I keep saying I'm going to do it. But, ride around Canaan in the evening, and you can see some spectacular lights.
I still think the best light display is in between Sharon and Salisbury,
yes.
on 41. Now it's all fully lit now. Everything is lit. He lights a little bit at a time right up until Christmas. And that is just, like, amazing when you go by there in the evening. It's amazing.
I really think because of the pandemic, people have gone up and out and above this year to put out lights to just brighten the skies. And they've done a great job. So.
All right. Well, Ruth, I guess we'll speak to you next year.
Okay, Marshall. Yes, the year is over, and we'll look forward to 2021, and hopefully we'll have lots of good news.
All right. Hey, Ruth.
And a happy, healthy new year to you, Marshall.
Same to you and your family, Ruth, and I'll speak to you next week.
Thanks. Take care.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. The Republican American Report, you can find, of course, Ruth's stories at the website, rap-am.com, or in the paper, which you can pick up for get home delivery.